This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A drone hit a building that was under construction in central Moscow early on Wednesday. The information coming to us from Moscow's mayor's channel on Telegram. He also said that the Russian military downed another drone over the western part of Moscow. This has become a common story, presumably Ukrainian drones hitting Moscow almost daily now. We get more from AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
The reports say attacks on Russian airfields in the Novgorod and Kaluga regions on Saturday and on Monday destroyed two Russian bombers and damaged two other aircraft. Officials say the attacks were carried out in close coordination with Ukrainian military intelligence. Ukraine has, since early this year, sought to take the war into the heart of Russia. It has increasingly targeted Moscow's military assets behind the front lines and at the same time has launched drone attacks against Moscow. Just last night, Russia's defense ministry says it thwarted four Ukrainian drone attacks in the western Bryansk region. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Tropical storm Franklin bearing down on the Caribbean island of Hispaniola, threatening dangerous flash floods across vulnerable communities and prompting a rush of international aid. The storm, packing 65 kilometer per hour winds, due to cross the southern coast and drop about 25 centimeters of rain. Tropical Depression Harold is over the Mexican-Texas border, bringing a flood watch across portions of the Trans-Picos and Big Bend in western Texas. Here's Hurricane Center specialist Felipe Papin.
It could produce rainfall amounts of 3 to 5 inches with isolated higher amounts of 7 inches across South Texas through Wednesday.
Maximum sustained winds are currently near 35 miles an hour. The western portion of the Texas-Mexican border is expected to rain as well. This is VOA News. South Korea is set to hold its first nationwide air defense drills in 6 years on Wednesday. This comes at a time of North Korea's growing nuclear and missile threats. During the drill, pedestrians will be required to take shelter and drivers are asked to pull over in some areas. The Interior and Safety Ministry says at 2 p.m. the air raid siren will sound, calling for people to get off the streets for about 15 minutes before the alert is eased. Thailand's jailed former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat was moved to a police hospital overnight after suffering a health problem on his first day of detention following his return from years of exile. Police said on Wednesday the status of the 74-year-old's health not immediately clear. A development in the criminal case against former U.S. President Donald Trump for hoarding classified documents. The Justice Department says a witness in the case has retracted prior false testimony. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports more on this.
The witness is said to have provided new information that implicated the former president. The information from the witness, a Trump staffer identified only as the director of information technology at Mar-a-Lago, was presented to prosecutors weeks before special counsel Jack Smith secured an updated indictment accusing Trump and two others in a plot to delete surveillance video of the Florida property. Prosecutors said in the latest court filing that the witness told a grand jury in Washington in March that he could not recall any conversation about the security footage. He allegedly retracted the statement after being told he was a target and getting his own attorney. Norman Hall, Washington.
A dramatic rescue in Pakistan where a group of children and adults were stranded for 15 hours on a cable car dangling over a ravine about 270 meters above the ground. Here's Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
The seven students and their teacher were stranded about 900 feet in the air after one of the cable lines carrying the car snapped early Tuesday morning in the remote mountainous region of Batagram. The Pakistani military deployed a helicopter and managed to hoist two children to safety, but high winds and dwindling daylight meant rescuers called off the aircraft operation and proceeded with ground-based efforts. Rescuers used the remaining cable to reach the stranded passengers and tow them to safety.
That is Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. More information on our website, voanews.com, and you can download our mobile apps from Apple and Google. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman.